Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. What are you confessing, parent Jazeel?
Okay, so for today's confessions of a parent, it's not really something that I'm confessing, more something that I'm throwing someone else under the bus.
Okay, yep, great.
Yeah, but I'm not going to reveal any...
It's not me, is it?
No, not going to reveal any names either. So basically, this is going back about 3 or 4 weeks, maybe even a month now. Time flies. My wife and I decided to go out without Malachi.
First time. Oh,
yeah.
Big step.
So it's like, 5 months. And we're like, okay, so we got a babysitter and we had all these rules. We had a lot. First-time parents.
Yeah, and the first time going out, you write everything down.
Yep.
This is the schedule. This is the time to do it.
That's exactly
how awake they should be, when you should put them down.
It's so funny. Kim went through this huge list and she goes, is there anything else, Jazeel? And I was like, no, you've covered everything on earth, so there's nothing more for me to add. However, one of the rules was do not feed Malachi. Do not feed our son. He's not on solids.
No solids. Gotcha. Yep.
So if he's hungry, you can give him this bottle. But other than that, nothing. And she was like, yeah, cool, awesome. We came back later on, and he was sucking on a piece of apple. We've never given him anything other
like
than breast milk.
A whole piece of apple.
Just there sucking away at it, trying to chew it, trying to get it in there. And we're like, that was pretty much, like, there was a lot of rules, but that was the most crucial rule.
Yeah.
Because we've been doing this a whole bunch of, my wife's done a course on, like, food and all this kind of stuff. And so we're trying to follow it to a T, right?
Yeah.
Threw it all out the window. Day one.
He's
eating apple. What a waste of a course. And so I thought, a lot of parents have rules.
Yeah, definitely.
What you can,
especially
can't
the first
do.
One.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to know, who broke your parenting rules? Was it your spouse? Was it your in-laws? Was it the babysitter? Was it friends? Whatever the rule was, I'd love to know how it got broken and who broke it.
Me and my mum gave my nephew a hot chip and we didn't know we weren't supposed to.
What do you mean, like a baby? You gave a baby.
It wasn't a baby. He probably was about.
What were
like,
their rules? No bad food.
Yeah.
here's this chicken salt chip.
Yeah, here's a hot chip when he was like, I don't know, like 10, 11 months old.
What did the mum and dad say?
They were not happy. It was one chip.
That's the response the babysitter said. We're like, no, you don't understand. Anyway, give us a call, 9313-0985. Who broke your parenting rules? Maren's given us a call. Maren, what happened?
I actually broke my own parenting rules.
What was it?
Child number one, no screen time before you're 2 years old. By child number three, you're a couple of months old. Have fun watching Play School all your life.
Right. Merit, I'm the same. My first, no TV until two.
Yeah.
But I feel like then once you have more kids, it's like, well...
It's too hard?
It is too hard to police when one's watching it.
Have you noticed the difference, Merit, between your oldest and the next one? Did it make...
Not really,
okay,
no.
Right. This is a waste of time.
Made a difference.
That's so true.
All the hassle.
Maren, thank you so much for the call, because that's something that we've implemented as well.
Yeah.
We're like, no TV. But then you hear these stories like, nah, it doesn't make any difference. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but that my eldest, almost nine, she's probably been allowed to use the iPad in the last year or two.
Mm-hmm.
My four-year-old knows how to use the iPad just as well
Breaking
as her.
Breaking your own rules.
It happens.
Hey, get in touch, 9313-0985. Who broke your parenting rules? And joining us on the phone, it is Jess. Jess, who broke them?
That would be a combination of myself and my dad.
We were having
Christmas dinner at ours, and my brother and his wife are strict vegans, and they had the same wishes for all their children. And the little boy, he was probably about two at the time, he used to watch us eat meat, and he asked for some and was told he wasn't allowed any. And he walked inside following us one day, and my dad just gave him a lamb cutlet. And he sucked the life out of this cutlet to the point that it was just a little rib that was left. And we were just watching him because we've never seen anything like it. This kid was loving it. And then the mum walked in and we all just froze. And like the instant reaction was, he found it on the floor.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Yeah.
That's so funny. Did she ever find out?
No, but quite often my dad would just slip him like half a sausage and things when he came over. And I used to say, like, don't interfere. But this kid loved meat and was being deprived.
Is the kid still vegan or vegetarian now, or is he?
No, he's not. No, but, well, his parents believed he was until he was probably about 14 because they just wouldn't allow it in the house.
And he's sneaking sausages left, right, and centre.
He'd be in so much trouble if they found out.
Jess.
I know.
Thank you so much for the call. That's brilliant.
I love this one from Candace. My daughter was 5 months, purely breastfed. I also had not started solids. I left my daughter with my sister for a few minutes as I went to the bathroom, only to return to my daughter eating an Easter egg.
No.
14 years later, she doesn't like chocolate. I should be thanking my sister.
Maybe I should make Malika eat chocolate.
No.
If it works, it works.
That's a once off. I wouldn't be starting it now.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.